What we are going to talk about today is the real future vs. the fake future. Those in power, the money lords and their puppets, present a fake future. People such as Mr. Gates present a fake future that their plutocratic world and their big money charities are going to create a wonderful world where you, the average citizen of our planet, are going to have a wonderful life. This isn't true. Now, it really shouldn't be shocking that it's not true, because when you look at the basic data of what's going on, or you just look around you see the biological foundations of life are being destroyed by the political economic system that enables people such as Mr. Gates and his fellow plutocrats to have billions and billions and billions of dollars. Now, from their point of view, it is a good system. And in the short term, they're right. But it isn't really very good for them, because to be a rich plutocrat in a world that you're destroying is not good. It's not. We need to talk about what's real and what's not, which has been a continuing theme of our organization since we were founded in 1995. What's real and what's not? What's propaganda and what's not? What's virtual reality and what's actual reality? Now, actual reality is going to be the living and the dead. It's not just winners and losers. The biological foundations of life have been so weakened that very large numbers of people are going to end up dead. We calculate a death toll in the billions. That is a grim event. So our leaders should be doing something to prevent that, right? This assumes a certain minimum level of decency and sanity of the people at the top. Now, their response has been as follows. In the person of people such as Clinton and Obama, you have had a subversion of forces of potential reform in the American Democratic Party. And this has been to either greatly underplay the scale of the danger, or to present a fairy tale future and deceive people, such as Clinton, who presented this plutocratic wonderland of world trade and high technology that was going to create this high-tech utopia. It was all a fairy tale. It was. And the trade policies that Clinton put through in the short term were very profitable to powerful business interests that supported Clinton. They were catastrophic for the middle class in this country. And the trade policies that Clinton unleashed would continue to go forward right up to this day, absolutely eviscerating the middle class. Clinton claimed that he was promoting some great technological transition, that auto factories, manufacturing would shut down and move to, quote, more efficient places such as the totalitarian dictatorship of China. And then fairy tale industries would appear and would employ the people who'd lost their jobs and so on. Well, it never happened. Clinton's fairy tale industries were just that, fairy tales. What was not a fairy tale was the huge accumulation of wealth of the plutocrats at the top who made this transition. Now, in 2016, public patience with this sort of nonsense wore out, and people voted for Donald Trump as president. Unfortunately, Trump is a madman who, while acknowledging the problems, which is good, at least in trade, is actually making things worse with a whole series of crazy actions that are very dangerous. In terms of the actual trade deficit, it's actually gone up under Trump. It hasn't gone down. So that's another issue. But America in the 2016 election had a kind of collective nervous breakdown, which in a way was very understandable because the people who should have offered reform, the Democrats, continued to promote a plutocratic agenda that was contrary to the laws of nature and was destroying the American middle class. It's really not very mysterious. It's important to understand that the people at the top at the moment are not going to solve the problems, and they really have no intention of solving the problems. They're in a political dilemma, however, because the scale of the disaster is coming into view, and there's more and more unrest below the surface. Important reforms like Medicare for All and the Green New Deal are finally emerging into the mainstream of politics. It may very well be too late because we should continue to support these goals, but it's very important to understand that the legacy of Clinton and Obama is extremely severe, as well as the totally disastrous policies of Bush and Trump. So there's a dynamic going on here, and there's a dynamic that reform is going to force its way onto the agenda. The emergence of the young Swedish schoolgirl, Greta Thunberg, is very interesting because if you listen to her closely, her contempt for the establishment liberals is truly scathing. And they are trying to sort of pretend they're going along with her, but they have no intention of doing that. When you look at the big picture, you have to realize that the people in power are sociopaths. A good part of these people are sociopaths. They're not nice people. Barack Obama was not a nice person. This is someone who bombed more countries than any president since World War II. It is somebody who conducted the most comprehensive campaign to crush civil liberties of any president since World War II. This is not a good person. No, it is not. It is not a good person who teamed up with the murderous regime in Saudi Arabia to unleash a reign of genocide and mass murder on the people of Yemen. Indeed, Obama bragged about Yemen. He said that was an example where his policies were really working. See, so these are not good people. So the dynamic is for radical reform. The dynamic is also likely for the emergence of authoritarian leaders. People talk about Trump as a dictator or fascist or whatever. Trump is really a force of destruction. There are very few similarities between Trump and Hitler. Hitler was a very sophisticated politician, as was Mussolini, who gained the support of about 90% of the German people. Likewise, Mussolini, 90% of the people of Italy. Trump is a mentally deranged lunatic. It was really kind of a force of destruction. And that's where we go back to the issue of the living and the dead. The living and the dead. Very large numbers of people are being killed by the current system right now. That's a fact. This is not a good system. This is a very malevolent system. But that's nothing compared to the scale of the death toll that's coming. Again, this shouldn't be very hard to figure out. If you destabilize the environment, if you destabilize the weather, good things are not going to happen. And we could go on to the wholesale destruction of vast parts of the natural world, the highly toxic nature of industrial agriculture. We could go on for hours about what's happening, but you can come to our website and see what's going on. The important thing to understand is the concept of the living and the dead, the concept that this is a game of death. This is an extremely malevolent system. we would hope that democracy would solve this, but that's increasingly unlikely. And what we need to get ready for is what's always emerged in situations such as this, which is the emergence of the Caesars, the emergence of centralized charismatic leaders. These people will not be like Trump. They will not be psychotic clowns. These people will be very sophisticated and will gain tremendous levels of support. And you're going to have to concentrate power. You can't have the kind of political foolishness that you have right now. The effort in the West since World War II to turn Anglo-American-style pseudo-democracy into some sort of religion or some ultimate end of civilization, as one lunatic put in a book, is absurd, and it's becoming exposed as an absurdity. And things will go in America the way they went in ancient Greece and ancient Rome when previous failed democracies collapsed. So we await the coming of the Caesars. We need to think through how they will appear in different countries and how they will move towards a resolution of current problems. Nature, people talk about they want to protect nature. Don't worry, nature's quite capable of protecting itself. It's been here for billions of years. Nature's going to rip these people limb from limb. Nature has hundreds of millions of years to clean up the mess created by these people. When you look at the world today, you realize that the crisis we have is the world that was created in 1945 by American-style liberal capitalism and Soviet-style communism. Rarely have two ideologies been so completely insane when it comes to the biological foundations of life. But life will prevail. Life will prevail. And these systems of death are going to be swept away. So we need to continue to prepare, continue to think, continue to plan in terms of the coming tidal wave of revolutions and how they will unfold, and see if the who will be among the ranks of the survivors, see how all this will unfold. The decision by the political establishment left to promote a war with Russia has got to be one of the most disastrous decisions in modern times. And even more insane is Trump's pulling out of the intermediate range nuclear weapons treaty. This is further setting the stage for a huge death toll. So stay tuned. Continue to think. We are going to publish more from the ancient world to see how the coming Caesars are going to emerge. The Caesars are coming. They are. They are going to clean up the mess, or try to clean up the mess created by the failed systems of today. It's always happened in the past. It will happen in the future. This is what's going to be happening. This is the end of this lecture.